When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com. And in today's episode, we're going to be doing something slightly different. My friend Georgian Bent, host of the Gratitude Podcast, is going to take over the mic and is going to talk to us about why gratitude matters. And I know many of you are fans of the gratitude movement. So sit back and relax while we go on a quest to learn about gratitude, its importance, its effect on our life, how leaders and visionaries have used this practice, and how you specifically, that's right, you, can get started with practicing gratitude and reaping the benefits of it. So you're going to enjoy this. But before we get started, I'd like to quickly announce that we've opened the waitlist for our latest project called Action Tribe Chakra Healing Circle, a monthly community experience for people who are really interested in balancing their chakras and transforming their lives. So if you're curious and you'd like to learn more, then visit mysevenchakras.com/waitlist. Seven is a word, so that's mysevenchakras.com/waitlist. So are you ready for this? Let's get started.
Hi, Action Tribe. This is Georgian Banta from the Gratitude Podcast, and today I'll be sharing with you why I believe gratitude matters. Since 2016, when I launched the podcast, and even before that, I've been searching in different religions and spiritual cultures for what they had in common. There are different spiritual beliefs, some that separate us, that even lead to war, and others that keep us together, that create unity. So I've read about the Hindu, the Rastafari, the Hebrews, the Christians, the Muslims, and all major religions on earth. I even interviewed rabbis and monks on the podcast. And while religions disagree on many topics, I found that there are two topics that were present as a cornerstone in the teachings of every religion. Can you get what these two teachings are? I believe the big two are love and gratitude. Whether they have to do with the love that the Creator gave us and is giving us at all times, or the love for one another, or the gratitude that we can feel for being alive and having this gift of life, as well as the gratitude that we can feel and express for the people in our life. Or, for instance, the Hebrews thank God each morning for the fact that they've woken up. And some Christian traditions pray mostly by giving thanks for their blessings. There's actually a beautiful quote about this from Meister Eckhart. It goes something like this, and I quote, "If the only prayer you said was thank you, that would be enough." Don't you think that's amazing? Most of the times we ask for things from the Creator, from the universe, But there is so much power in gratitude, in feeling grateful for the blessings that you already have in your life. And interestingly enough, they give you the capacity to attract even more, to be open to even more. Because by being in a state of gratitude, you're able to identify and to appreciate even more things that they may have already been there, but you just didn't have the open eyes to see them and to take them in. On the Gratitude Podcast, I've had the honor of interviewing many amazing people. One of them was Brother David Steindl Rust, the Benedictine monk that has the most popular TED Talk about gratitude, with more than 2 million views. If you haven't watched it yet, I totally recommend it. Just search for Brother David Gratitude on YouTube, and you'll find it by the title, Want to be Happy? Be Grateful. I mentioned him because he said something that stayed with me for a long time. Gratitude unlocks the great fullness of life. It's the one quote that I shared with J.P. Sears, the famous spiritual comedian, when he asked me what was my favorite quote on gratitude during the interview on the podcast. I really believe that stopping and reflecting, becoming aware of simple things, of simple blessings, can make our life much more fulfilling. He was actually giving an example about cutting some vegetables, that if we just choose to do it mindfully and appreciate the smell, the texture, the joy of making a meal for ourselves or for other people, we can make these simple experiences very fulfilling, and we don't have to wait for really big things to happen for us to actually get to feel something, to get to feel grateful. I really believe that gratitude is that one thing that we can choose to make a habit of that can change every aspect of our life and that gives us resilience in the face of day-to-day challenges. It has worked great for me and it works for many amazing people. For instance, Oprah has an amazing quote on gratitude. She says, "Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. If you concentrate on what you don't have, you will never, ever have enough." And it makes a lot of sense, right? We have a tendency to think that once we have that, I don't know, bigger car or bigger bank account, then we will be happy and we will be grateful. But if we are not in the habit of being grateful, we will just end up getting there and not appreciating it. Thinking once again about the bigger car and the bigger bank account. And this can go on forever, especially if we also compare ourselves with other people. There will always be someone that's richer than you, that has more things or better things than you do. But that doesn't mean that what you have or who you are is less than them. It doesn't mean that you cannot appreciate the things that you have and that you cannot be happy. Since 2016, I've interviewed more than 120 people on the podcast about their experiences with gratitude and how they impacted their life. I've been doing this because I myself wanted to be inspired by these amazing people, but I also wanted to create a source of inspiration for those who want to cultivate this positive habit. I've had people on that were able to achieve impressive results in life and in business. Millionaires, CEOs, religious leaders, and people who are able to overcome life's challenges with grace and gratitude. People, for instance, that are wheelchair bound, people who overcame cancer, people living with chronic pain, and many other amazing souls that gave me and the listeners of the Gratitude Podcast, to which I lovingly refer to as Gratitude Seekers, the opportunity to be inspired to choose to seek more gratitude in their own lives and to actually spread it, to not just feel the gratitude, but to make someone's day and actually express it. One guest that particularly touched me was Sean Stevenson, the 3-foot giant. Even though he is 39, he is just 3 feet tall, but his heart is huge. He is a motivational speaker, a therapist, and a self-help author who had most of his bones broken during birth. The doctors didn't give him much chance of survival, but in spite of all of these things, he lives with a grateful heart, he loves life, and he was able to achieve some amazing things in his life. Hearing his story and the story of many others helped me and thousands of other people to have a different perspective on our life and on our appreciation of the life that we've been given. What they all have in common is that gratitude has helped them in different ways. And it's what helped me as well through some tough moments in my life. It's the gift that I've been given in the form of a beautiful perspective on life, and I want to share it with the world. That's why my mission is to inspire 100,000 people to live life with gratitude in their hearts. And I believe that if people like Sean are able to do it, we really have no excuse. So I invite you now to think about the things that you're grateful for in your life. What was great about today, about last week, or about last month, and start making gratitude a habit. Whether you choose to write it down in the morning or in the evening, or you choose to express it more, letting the people in your life that you appreciate, that you're grateful for them and for what they do for you. And if you want to hear these kinds of inspiring stories and other tips and tricks about gratitude, just search for the Gratitude Podcast on your favorite podcast listening app. Thank you for making me part of your day today, and don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.
So there you go, Action Tribe. I hope you enjoyed today's special session. Make sure that you check out Georgian's podcast, the Gratitude Podcast, available on all major podcasting platforms, especially iTunes and Google Podcasts and Spotify. Before we part ways, I want to let you know of this mini course that I put together for you, especially if you are interested in the chakras and you want to get started with chakra healing and you want to know what are those specific mistakes that you can potentially avoid, and more importantly, what are the crucial factors that you gotta keep in mind in order to get great results with chakra healing. So if you're interested and if you want to enroll in this free mini course, then go to chakrasprint.com/intro. chakrasprint.com/intro. All right. I hope you have a great day ahead, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at mysevenchakras.com. That is my SEVEN. Chakras.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.